Have you
I
ever
have
sledded?
Not.
Yeah, that's
no.
a pretty cool place to go, it sounds like.
Never sledded.
Sledded at all?
Yeah. I think it's just a fear of flying off of the sled and or going too fast and running into something.
Are you kidding? You've never at any point in your life
no.
had a tiny thing under your under
nope.
you and flying on the
hello?
Ice?
Hello, hello, no.
hello.
Hey, there?
Hey, Patty.
Oh, my
we
gosh.
Discovered something amazing in the time you were
what?
Gone. Esmeralda Leon has literally never sledded.
No.
Never in
okay,
her life.
First of all,
my
we'll
family,
traumatic,
we're not snow going in things people.
By people who
have you had have
my
you,
family like
wait,
we don't do that.
Have
now.
You had a snowball fight? That's not you didn't answer
not
the question.
Not really.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You've never had
all these things.
This, wow. I'm very confused.
But that's just cuz I don't know. We just never thought to do that. And
your family did not relish.
Well,
the
my
snow
family
type.
No. Oh my no. Well, okay. One, never with my family. We don't do those things. We
well,
just don't
where,
do that.
Where's
my parents
your family
stay
from
inside.
Originally?
my dad's from Guatemala and my mom's from Mexico.
See, and that's the thing. Like, I asked my mom, like, why she chose Chicago, and she turned to me like on a really snowy, cold, polar vortex type day. She goes, "I wasn't planning to stay." And I don't know how
my
your parents
mom says
are,
she
but...
didn't mind it.
She oh,
because her sisters they minded it and they went to California. She stayed.
Yeah. She didn't mind it. She just didn't relish it.
Yeah, she didn't love it, but she's like, it's fine.
How about snow angels?
Yeah, I've done those.
Okay,
thank
Craig,
God.
I think
not with family,
God.
But I've never gone with family to go sledding or anything like that. We just don't
okay.
do that.
Right.
So now, per Chris's suggestion, and uh-huh. I did get to hear him talk about Wilmot, which, by the way, I was going to tell him, that was where I skied for the very first
yeah.
time. We went on a Girl Scout trip. Esmeralda, by the way, my parents as well. Like, neither one of my parents, big fans. Of, like, I never had a snowball fight with my family. I'm an only child. But, and by the way, yes, if you heard the show before, yeah, I have half siblings. I was the only one in my household. So I think that counts as an only child. We never had snowball fights. My parents never, they were not snow people. weird category.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, both of yes. you are saying that they're not snow people. As we get older and, you know, become adults, we probably don't play in the snow as much, but it's a kid thing. Kids all play in the
Can
snow.
I... Yes,
there
but,
the kids
but...
around.
Right, but I'm from
yeah.
Joliet. It's all flat. It's going to take me to these hills.
That's a good
Can't
point.
Go by myself.
Can't the She's school go... take you? Can't we do a class trip or something?
They're not going to take
Midwest.
You to a hill to go sledding.
They might. This happens. I went to the beach in New Jersey. They used to take us to the beach just to hang out for a day. It was a field trip. No, this
to learn happen. About all the gross things.
Yeah,
there.
We learned about things. Yes, not the pollution. We learned about the sea creatures.
Mm-hmm. Pay no attention. Pay no attention to the syringes. So, hey, let's say
you can just dodge those. You don't have to.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's fine.
Just, you know, a little bit of you know.
That's really. I'm really sad at both of your childhoods right now. That sounds really sad.
No. Okay, so my parents didn't, but I had friends. Like, look, I had friends that skitched. That's not.
Yes.
We all know what skitching is.
I do.
What is that?
Yeah. So when it snows, you know, obviously the snow creates a slippery surface. And as a car drives by, kids would run behind it, grab onto the bumper, crouch down, and slide. And use
no.
that as like a...
Michael J. Fox
not
does
not doing that.
In
what?
Back to the Future. I mean, there's no snow.
Oh, that's right.
It's the same thing.
With a skateboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's dangerous.
Oh my God! I did it once.
That is why I am still in one piece because I wasn't yes. skitching.
This is a good point. God, remember when your fingers would be so like you would talk about frostbite, you know, and you would try to like running warm water over your fingers like just felt worse. And you're not supposed to now that we're adults. We know you're supposed to like slowly raise the temperature on your skin. But yeah, I mean, we would play in the snow without gloves on. Yes, I mean, as I got older, but I will tell you, I am married to a man who is very disappointed this year that he's not had the opportunity to take our boys sledding. Like that's, he's a very much, I don't know if it's partly the
Thank
enjoyment
you, Steve.
Of it.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes. But okay, so Steve is going to hear this podcast. I know he's not awake now, but there's a little bit of, I think actually Steve might have actually been okay in the military. Steve is a checklist person. And one of the things that is missing from his checklist this winter is sledding with the boys. He has not been able to check that off, which I think is both wonderful and a little like, you know, can set you up for disappointment a little bit. Don't you think? as a checklist if you don't meet. Hello?
Because then it's just sitting there, blank.
Yeah, if it doesn't snow.
Does he mark it with a red pen, too?
It's a mental list. Although, I don't know. Okay, so maybe we haven't talked about this in the past, but he does. He makes lists of things, and not like pros and cons, just in general, things to do, and that's a great thing. But he's also like this or that kind of guy. Like, would you rather live in the city in a condo, or would you rather live in the country on a farm? And there's no, by the way, just so you know, there's no right answer. It's just because both of them have bad aspects to them. If you say you would rather live in the condo in, you know, downtown, I'm like, oh yeah, I would love to be near the theaters and the restaurants. And he's like, really? Do you want to live in, you know, with in a box surrounded by strangers, you know, and you've got to like pass them every day just getting your mail? And what if their toilet explodes? Now you have crap in your walls because they live above you and you don't want their crap in your walls. I'm like, no, I don't want any crap in my walls. I want to live in the country. And he's like, really? You want to live in the country where you're miles away from your nearest neighbor? What if a serial killer finds you and they hack you in a million pieces and no one knows that you're missing? I'm like, I don't know where to live anymore.
Could you live in between?
Houseboat, I guess. But
there you go.
That's nice.
In
yeah.
a river.
Perfect.
Yeah. No, the suburbs have their own drawbacks.
Patty, we got to take a break, by the way.
Oh, here's a break. More after this. I'm Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. 720 WG.
The Tootsie Rolls are all I see. Whatever it is, I think I see. Become the Tootsie Roll to me. Tootsie Roll, how I want your chocolate in shoe. Tootsie Roll, whatever it is, I think I see.
Becomes a Tootsie Roll to me. Oh,
this is a
I'm
good
not
song.
Singing that well at all. Yeah. What's what happened there?
Oh, you nailed it. Well, how many hours of sleep have you had?
There. Yeah. Yeah. None of them.
Yeah, none of the hours.
None of the hours. No, mm-hmm. I napped before the show. Good. Oh, I'm not getting restful sleep here. I wake up every few hours thinking I have to be somewhere. Like, just panic stricken. Just, oh, where am I? Where am I supposed to be? Just, you know, am I doing my show? Am I supposed to be on the Marines bus? Am I supposed to, you know, am I supposed to be at Chow? So it's,
Have you had any dreams where they yell at you?
No. You know, they actually eased off of us. And I suspect part of it was, and I talked about this the very first night we got here, the drill instructor that is assigned to the Chicago educators. Listened to the people he was going to be in charge of talk about spraying their pillows with eucalyptus and using, Buddhist chants and talking about chakras. And I think he realized that this might not be the group that he was going to go, you know, let's say balls to the wall with the Marine experience. The Marines had invited us said that last year it was much more intense for the educators workshop. And I really think it was the dinner when the woman leaned across a table and said, can I see your pants? Like that dude. I mean, like, I told him, I'm like, you need to use that, you know, go use that and go after them. And I think he just felt like this, you know, these cream puffs can't handle.
Yeah. I would have thought the total opposite would have happened then.
He hears
all that and then just goes, nope, we're going all out.
That's exactly what I thought was going to happen. It did not. And I think that's fine. I think that it actually for some, what they did do was enough. Some of them were intimidated that first day and thought like, I'm not going to encourage my kids to do this. But I talked to Sergeant Paraka about this, that, you know, is there the risk of having a negative reaction, right? Of like discouraging your students. But the woman that reacted the most strongly to this experience on the first day, I think has really appreciated the one-on-one conversations with many of the Marines. But again, hey, Craig, earlier I was talking about the commanding officer at Miramar, and I was very excited. I mean, like, you can't be in the room with a dude who has been, training pilots since the 1990s. You gotta ask that guy a question.
Oh yeah.
And actually Carm did as well. He was asking about the physical requirements of becoming a pilot. You know, whether there was height and weight, and the CO Jason Woodworth went over some of that, you know, as far, and it used to be, and you've probably heard this, that if your eyesight wasn't quite there, that you were completely disregarded.
I have heard that before, yeah.
Well, it turns out now, because of LASIK surgery, they are able to – he said that the people that qualified in the 90s and into the 2000s because they had better eyesight would not qualify now because the people who have been able to get their eyes fixed are more educated and better qualified intellectually than those pilots were. And he goes, basically, we have nerd pilots.
Right. Said. And if they can't see, we'll just put some lasers in there and then everything's great.
They can correct your eyesight, and so they can qualify that way. But I was curious about electronic warfare and drones and things like that, and I thought it was going to, you know, we were going to have a conversation about, because they're pilots, obviously, and dropping, you know, different types of weaponry. But he went on to talk about man-machine interface. So when you sent me this piece about the world's first robot hotel, he had been talking about, you know, the first possibly artificial intelligent military personnel. So I was, you know, that was sort of scary to me. But I think, I don't know what's scarier. Do you think artificial intelligence military is more scary, or checking into a hotel with a robot behind the desk?
Well, it's a Velociraptor that you check in with. So that is a little scary. But I think that
they got robot, small arms.
Huh? Yeah, I know. They can't. What are they going to do? They can't do so much. They can't hold a gun. I think robot military would be very, very scary. I think that sounds scary.
Well, and I asked him, he mentioned that you could put a Band-Aid on a soldier that can monitor all their vitals, right? Their heart rate.
Okay.
Yes. And I, you know, whether or not they're doing well in the field, do you need to pull them out of training, all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, so that's hackable.
I mean, I've seen RoboCop. There's a lot of crazy things that happen. So you don't have any, right, hackable. They're talking about these self-driving cars too. And a lot of people say that once they're out there all over the road, it takes one hacker to cause mayhem.
Yeah.
It's all scary, but Velociraptor checking in at a hotel, that seems friendly. That's fine.
Does it really?
As long as it's
you
want
to go to this hotel. It is. It's a little,
if it's
a little
small,
comical.
Because then if it falls on you,
well, the hat,
you can push it off.
I so want to go to this hotel, by the way. This hotel looks amazing. What's happening?
The Hanana in Japan. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, look, I guess it's going to be this generation, right, that robots seem normal.
like for the kids growing up right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess like for us, it's fascinating. And the possibilities and the mystery of it and the fear of it is, you know, influenced by, as you mentioned, RoboCop.
Right.
So I don't know if it could, I guess they could.
No, my nephews and niece who are like 8, 10, and 6, they use their iPads all the time. Robots to them are going to be no big deal.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They're going to be like, whatever.
Well, because they talk to them too, right, with the Siri and all that. So they sound like people.
The other day I talked to my Xbox and they were all over the apartment and they were stunned by that. So apparently they still are not at that level yet, Esmeralda, because when I told the Xbox to turn the TV off, everyone was surprised in the room.
But it doesn't talk back yet, right?
No, it just does what I say.
That's good.
Yeah.
Be like, you should learn from those robots, kids.
Wait, how progressive is your Xbox?
My Xbox is pretty progressive. It does a lot of the stuff I want it to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what games you have. That's interesting.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what conversation we're having right now.
I'm just using a ton of voice.
I have regular games. I have NHL.
Interactive games. Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, shooter
guy. Use your joystick any way you want. Or please. So.
Sweet Lord.
Oh, I don't know what happened. You didn't even have time to reach for the button.
We can take a break, Patty.
You can't hit the warning. No, don't make me take a break.
No, fine.
Fine. Take a break. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN.
We gotta go. The end of the show. Go slow.
You are listening Pretty Late. We have so many things. Craig, I have to go ahead and say that the only topic that we covered beyond the Marines was the robot hotel.
But that was
important. Oh, no, weather. We covered weather and skitching, and Esmeralda has never gone sledding, and
apparently.
That's a goal. So,
for sure.
Does
it count when I tried to get my dog to pull me on a sled?
When did that happen?
In my backyard when I was little. But
yes.
He didn't move, though, so I didn't go anywhere.
You were so sad and snow-neglected as a kid that you sat there with your little puppy trying to get it to drag you around the yard.
He
and
was
your
a
parents,
Cocker Spaniel, and your so parents, I was like, mush, dog,
wait,
come on.
And your parents still mush. Didn't take you sledding? They watched you in the backyard failing?
No, they probably didn't watch me
that
back
is
there.
So. This is so sad.
The dog just looked at me like, I'm not doing what? That.
I need wait. I'm writing this down. Snow neglected. Snow.
She's so snow neglected.
I mean, I played in the snow. I just didn't, you know, go down hills.
No, your neglectedness. Just we need to fix it.
It's
okay.
Snow
neglected. Yeah. I like snow neglected.
I think we're all getting snow neglected with this weather.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting till you're done tonight, and I'm getting sleds, and we're gonna go sledding somewhere.
You know, it's not going to be that much, right?
No, we're going to find it. I don't care, Esmeralda. This has to be fixed immediately.
Well, right by Lincoln Park. I'm sorry. That was so loud to me. I don't know how it came across the air. Right by where you
good
are,
idea.
There are places like by Lincoln Park, mm-hmm. I think, where there's enough of a slope yep. to, like by the baseball diamonds.
I'm going
to
send you pics, Patty. We're sledding tonight.
I think
yeah, but if there's
happen.
No snow.
I don't care.
Just snow
we're
down
fixing
the...
this immediately.
It might be cold enough for ice to happen, yeah. so maybe that'll work.
I don't
it's
care.
It's a very damp hill. How's that?
To do better than your childhood, I just need to find a bigger dog and a piece of ice.
Also, does it count if you fall on ice?
No.
Like you slide and
not,
fall. No?
No?
Okay.
Sledding
no.
equals joy. Falling on ice, not joy.
No. Embarrassment, yeah. shame.
Embarrassment, shame for other people around joy, but for you, not joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually, for some of my childhood, I used to go tobogganing.
Look at that. That sounds yeah. lovely.
There, at the Forest Preserve, the Caldwell Forest Preserve, there used to be a toboggan sled, the hill. And yeah, that was awesome. But I believe it became an insurance liability. And
okay.
they, yeah.
At some point.
But the good news is that the reason there was a you know, the toboggan slides there was because there's a hill there. So it just became, you know, a destination for sledding. So I take my boys. Steve takes our boys there. What do you prefer, Craig, when you go sledding? Do you like a plastic sort of, you know, sheet? Do you like mm-hmm. the inner tubes? Are you a disc? Do you like the disc?
I'm a low maintenance kind of guy. So when I used to sled as a child, it was the cheapest
floor
possible.
Floor mats from the car?
Yeah. The cheapest possible solution. And then you found like just like tiny little hill. I don't know what you guys are talking about with these huge hills that you slide down for, you know, several seconds. For me, sledding was find the biggest snowdrift in the yard and sled on that for a while.
Oh, dear.
And it was still fun. I had a great time, you know?
Okay, Craig and Esmeralda, at the very least, if we can't make it to Wilmot, as Chris suggested,
right.
at the very least, Caldwell Forest Preserve at Milwaukee, Nagel, and Devon,
mm-hmm.
I believe is our destination.
We're doing that. Sledding
and
is happening soon.
Steve is listening to the podcast going, why are you telling them where we sled? Why are you directing people? Why
That's
do we?
Fine.
It's crowded as it is. These kids, there's already too many kids out there that are a little reckless and dangerous. We don't need more people out there. But you know what? We'll have spiked hot chocolate.
You know, it could become a trend here for some of the stuff we didn't get to tonight. One of the big Google searches recently has been how to move to Canada. We could all wind up sledding there.
Everyone in Massachusetts wants to leave because apparently they voted for Trump.
Yeah. This makes sense that this is now getting searched a lot. And as we progress in this whole election thing.
Okay, here's the thing. I have talked to many soldiers, many Marines this week. And look, politics influences the kind of job they have to do. Obviously, politics determines many of the policies, many of the whether it's taxes or, you know, opportunities in this country will survive. I think that that's the thing to remember. It's not desirable. I'm not accepting it as an outcome. One of the educators asked me why, she asked me who I was voting for, and that's not something I can answer because I've said many times in the show, I am not inspired by anyone. I am not passionate about any one of these candidates, but what I said over dinner tonight is that I'm very passionate about it not being Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And it was funny because like, that seems like a statement that stands on its own. But one of the teachers said, well, why is that?
Well, I could explain it. By the way, Patty, we have Mike on the line. He wants to be Esmeralda's snow guardian angel here.
Oh.
Hey Patty. Mike. Hey, Esmeralda. How you doing? We could take Esmeralda's sled, hitch it to the back of my snowmobile, and go across some cornfields in Lake County to Wilmot Mountain, and then you go down a mountain on a sled.
Absolutely.
How is he going to be my guardian angel with that?
That is your snow guardian angel.
Flying off.
That is, no.
I'm the one that gave you your DJ name.
Right.
I would be so scared.
Oh, wait, Mike. Did Mike say you're the one that gave her her DJ name for Nick's show?
Yep, Nick's show on Friday mornings, yep.
Wow.
Yes. Well, my heart will melt completely being behind.
This is also happening. Mike, come down to the station right now.
We can go across the lake still more because they're all thawed out, but we can go across a couple cornfields.
Cool.
It's like water skiing. It's a snow skiing, but not winter.
Still, no.
It's actually a thing.
That was my snowmobile.
Hey, Mike, should we maybe at least duct tape part of Esmeralda to the sled to make sure she doesn't come off?
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay.
No.
I was just trying to be safe.
You gotta bounce around. You gotta bounce off every now and then.
That makes sense.
That sled will be a part of me because I will have melted into it.
Yep.
Esmeralda, you gotta bounce off, otherwise you're not having fun.
For sure.
Right.
Amen. Mike, we're going sledding at 5:00. Come by the studio in 3 hours.
I'll be there.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Bye. Talk to y'all later.
Bye, Mike. Thank you.
Bye. Nope.
Yeah, I think he's
going to. I'm so excited. Esmeralda's going to get strapped to a sled and pulled around on a snowmobile. This is the perfect way to fix this.
I mean, this is good because I have insurance now.
Right.
But
yeah,
I'm just cool with wellness checks.
Yes.
Don't need to use the emergency.
Think about
room
it, though.
Service.
We're doing sledding on steroids to make up for all the times you had zero sledding.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay.
Moderation.
No. Yes, just a little bit.
Wait a minute.
She's right.
Does moderation mean that we can work up to getting you strapped to a snowmobile?
No. Okay. Always in moderation.
Okay.
Craig, have you snowmobiled?
I have never snowmobiled, though.
Me neither. I have
a secret agent dream where I'm running from some sort of bad guys and there's a snowmobile and I get to drive it for several minutes.
I think you played GoldenEye.
I have, yes.
I think that's why.
Yeah, I think you did too, Patty.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, if we have this Marine movie night, we should have GoldenEye going on in the background.
Craig.
It's an amazing idea, yeah.
This is quite a slumber party you're
it's
having.
It's going to be for sure.
Oh, wait.
And Esmeralda will be snowmobiling the whole time. We're all hanging out.
In a circle.
Okay.
In the room.
Yes!
Well, you know, okay. So
this is happening.
This is happening. We're doing video games and movie night.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing Semper Film.
Yep, Semper Film.
Let it soak in, everyone.
Pause for laughter.
They're not gonna like that.
No.
Semper
That's fine.
Fi.
We will tell them.
What does Semper Fi mean?
Semper Fi, I have no... Yeah, I don't remember.
It means always faithful.
Oh, nice.
Semper Fidelis.
Good.
I believe.
Cool.
Yeah, learned
so
that
Semper
on the bus
Film
today.
Means always
Semper
Film.
Semper Film will probably be insulting.
Oh.
To some.
Well, then we won't tell them that part. We'll just... That'll be hush-hush.
Semper Fi is short for Semper Film, and they don't need to know. No, that doesn't work either.
That's all fine. I love the idea of this party.
Oh. Okay, so the first one's going to be... It has to be a... Well, it can't be a blowout because then every time we do it, there's an expectation of being at that caliber. The original idea is because Sergeant Paraka has never seen a military movie, except for Full Metal Jacket, apparently. He just admitted that tonight. By the way, his commanding officer has been dropping movies on his desk. because he listens to the show and is now encouraging him to...
This is wonderful. Look, we're going to get rid of some of Sergeant Paraka's things that he hasn't done, see movies. We're going to get Esmeralda to snowmobile and snow ski and all this other stuff. So it's going to be an amazing adventure.
I think the glee from Esmeralda's face going down a hill for the first time.
Yep. It's going to be glee.
I really don't know if that's going to be
happiness.
Glee or terror.
Glee. It's going to be joy.
It'll be, even if it's fake, glee.
Right.
Esmeralda, just smiling because you know there's cameras all around you.
Oh, yeah.
Cataloging your first sledding experience.
We got to take a break, Patty, by the way.
Oh, well then, let's do that. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.